Morning in a lifetime. A moment in a lifetime. What is this lifetime and this moment and this morning? Where could we rest down and back and wide, open enough to have room for all that ordinariness and all that really not knownness? What is a morning? What is a lifetime? What is a moment? Letting that absolute ordinariness of the sounds and sensations letting them stay, letting them be here. Absolute ordinariness in thinking, in feeling. Nothing new has happened for a long time. We've all been there. And some absolute freshness investigating what is this in this way, asking this kind of question. Or feeling as deeply as we can, as honestly as we can, what's going on? What is our experience made of? What is happening? So maybe not trying to have a lot of words to question, but feeling as directly in contact with what's going on as we can. What is it? This kind of question, where it goes, depends so much, depends a lot on our mood, the inner atmosphere. And so just kind of backing up a little bit more with the question of what is the mood, energy level, inner atmosphere. So if we feel heavy, that kind of question goes a certain way. Unless we could also feel, okay, there's heavy there, that friend, that companion that everyone here has felt at some time. If we feel transparent, the question might go another way. The feeling in contact might have a different direction or quality. So when you could get behind, so to speak, get behind the mood and mind state, get behind that chemistry, that colors our perception. If we could get a big sense of this lifetime of this breathing organism with eyes, with a spine, with all these amazing organs. If we can get a sense of the overall warmth of the creature and amazingness of the organism and the complete mind-blowingness of what is this? Where could this have come from? What is going on? If we could just feel back behind our mood, behind the pressure or judgment or dryness or excitement, behind the sarcasm, bitterness, shame, etc. And just feel that kind of warm organism there on the ground with air going in and turning into body and air coming out and turning into atmosphere of the earth, food for plants. What would make sense? For that organism, for that lifetime. What is that sort of one or two simple sense of what fits here, what's important? What is truthful with the ordinary and the mind-blowing ness of life? Does it just feel like it makes sense just to stay really quiet in the back? So we could feel this in this questioning in several ways. Does it sort of make sense in a feeling way to be in a certain place in the body, to be in touch with the lower back? Does that just make sense? Not getting in the way, not covering up, not rushing, not resisting. It leaves room for all and doesn't make more of it. The ordinary and the mind-blowing. Not knowing. That maybe being in the lower spine right there, or maybe being in the big toes right there, somehow fits for you. Honors what's happening, doesn't make too much of it, doesn't interfere, and maybe even supports this exact situation exactly as it is. Those feelings, those thoughts, that body, that past, that heartbeat. Those weird, incredible organs all in there together with their colors and shapes and neighbors. And what kind of atmosphere or attitude also leaves enough room for it all? Fruitfully, not trying to be neutral, not trying to be kind, but what just makes sense, what fits. When we're really with all that is known just now, the warmth, coolness, hardness, softness, lightness, heaviness, etc., sounds, etc. And even how the sounds and body sensations, though clearly known as they are, just warm, just cool, just hard, just soft, also are mysterious. What allows you and helps you to have room for that all? That little bit that we know and that lot that we don't know. The kind of knowing that there is and the kind of not knowing that there is. We don't know. We don't know what we are. We can't think it. It's bigger than thinking. Or it's a different kind of animal than thinking could catch. So here we are on the ground, breathing. A morning in a lifetime. With a certain mind state that's also changing moment by moment. Here we are. And so, what is needed? That this morning and lifetime could be celebration. with known and not knowing. That this morning and this lifetime could be so simple also. What is needed? What's been missing mostly so long that we've kind of forgotten that we're allowed? Just to be loved, for example, or just to be at home, or just some kindness, or just some simplicity, or joy, or alignment, or ease, permission just to be as you are. It's as if we've gotten used to kind of taking up only half the space that we have. So used to it that it feels like there's not that other space. It feels like we're not allowed to be at home. And so it can really only be sometimes in a really relaxed moment. What if this was my life then? I would live it that way. Or I would want to. So feeling for what is that way that you would live it if it were your lifetime, which it is. What is missing that has been a secret, almost even to ourselves, that we know it's missing? And sometimes it's in the moments of devastation, of emergency, of having lost so much one day, that it's obvious. Kind of, oh, what it's all about. Of course. What is it all about? Not a story, but that quality. That quality is here and doesn't matter what happens. If that quality would be here, your mind could be thinking twice as much and it doesn't matter. That quality would be here and you lose everything, it doesn't matter. You get everything, it doesn't matter. What's the taste of that quality in your chest, in your throat, in the back of your shoulders, in the back of your hips, in your stomach? The secret, knowing what's missing. And even if there's not just the right word for it, if there's a word that's good enough to remind your whole system of, oh yeah, if that would be here, everything is, I'm done. Here I am. I'm available also. Available for life. Not in a hurry to get somewhere else. Or if there's an image for that, that just reminds you of, oh yeah, that's that secret thing that's missing that I know, that I am ashamed to say out loud, even to myself. And it's a powerful word or image, however simple, however not quite fitting. Love, peace. And then, if you wish, staying with that, or if you wish, kind of pausing there for a moment and letting ourselves kind of be scooped out like a satellite dish, some just receptive bowl. Feeling for if it could come to mind, if it could come to memory, a moment of kindness. Someone listened to you, or you listened to someone. You just let yourself off the hook for those few minutes, that time. It was okay, even though you made mistakes. So whatever kindness to yourself or to someone else or to you from someone else, just maybe a moment or two, and what it felt like in your body, body, mind. And staying with that feeling a little longer. The tiny opening release across the top of the chest, or the top of the shoulder blades, or in the pelvic floor, between the hip bones, in the knees, the feet, whatever happened. Something stood up, something laid down in you. And maybe also there sometimes could have been some intensity. In the intimacy of just kindness. An intensity or bareness or meetingness that something also turned away from or would have turned away from but didn't. And how does that feel in the body now as you remember? And what if it's, if it just makes sense to have the two things together, the being in direct touch, in direct contact with how it is now, the ordinary and the unknowable, or the unknown, and kindness. And how would you find your way of bringing about a natural kind of flow of kindness into you, through you? What would help you grow ready to receive life's kindness to you? As if there were always some kindly eyes loving, appreciating, supporting, not invading, not pretending. Could it help us in our alarm system, body, mind? Could it help us grow ready to receive kindness? To tune into a memory of kindness, feel it in the body. Get the whole texture of that experience, that little experience. That ordinary experience. Someone gave you a book. Or the name of a hotel somewhere. Or a look, or whatever. Or you did. Or you just said to yourself, no, no more pressure, no. Let's not live that way right now, no. No more pressure. Not needing to be somebody else, no. And where you felt or feel what? Physical sensations and subtle sensations, maybe more in the mind, flavor of the mind. Is there a softening and opening out? Is there a feeling held? Is there a kind of straightening up or relaxing down? Getting firm or fluid? Just to play with that. The feeling of that remembered experience as if it's sort of a plastiline or plasticine or clay or mud or dough. with your own kind of questioning, how could we, by being in touch with this, how could we work with this, play with this in a way that makes sense to me, in a way that makes sense for this lifetime, for what's needed. If anything's needed, could it be something about kindness? Something in the way kindness moves your body and your mind. And letting it be a whole body experience, whole mind body experience. As vivid as you can, as simple as you can. And then kind of a pause and remembering back before the other pause, before. That sort of sensing towards knowing what's needed, what's missing, what your kind of most secret trusted place or trusted quality, what you would trust if you were allowed to. If it weren't embarrassing or scary, what you would put all your money down on if you had already lost everything else, or if you had nothing to lose or didn't mind losing it all. And if we are also in touch with kindness. So we're in touch with what is ordinary, mysterious, and the possibility that there's something that's been missing we haven't felt permission to include or follow, orient our lives around that. And also the question towards what happens when there's kindness, what happens in the body and mind. What does that bring? And knowing you have days to continue this exploration if you want to, quietly, secretly, vividly, in your own time, in your own way. But for now, if there's any way that could just sort of flop together, as if we're just flopping down somewhere comfortable enough to be for a little while, don't have to be totally comfortable. For now, how does that all fall together? And what do you wish for this lifetime of yours? What do you feel you need or is needed by this lifetime? Ordinary, mysterious lifetime of yours. And do you remember and stay in touch with that? Maybe being loved. Or belonging, maybe. How do you stay in touch with that sense? Is it with words or images? Or the place in the body, the memory? The smell of the bread at that moment when someone gave you a coffee or whatever? And so if words are helpful, then it could be just a one-word kind of thing, like kindness, belonging, home. It could be a sentence in a more kind of traditional way. May there be openness, ease, liberation. But if you've done loving kindness, metta, maitri practice before, and you've used those words or sentences before, don't yet leave a very raw experimentation of feeling, sensing. What is this and what's needed? And not knowing, but some kind of maybe deep thirst towards what? Not assuming something's wrong with thirsting for that. Just for a while, assuming that there's something really powerfully good in that thirst towards ease, feeling full or whole or powerful or clear or free, or whatever else you found. As much as you can, letting that be connected to the felt sensations in the body, the chemistry of body-mind, through memory, or through really digging deeper into the actual huge thirst. Just to be, for example, or to be in okayness, no matter what. And if there would be kindness and this deep thirst towards belonging or ease, contentment, fullness, or whatever it is, or if we would check with kindness, kindness, what do you think is needed? What would you say is needed? Getting the texture of that and playing with soaking in the textures of what's needed. Of what would be the end of all that not feeling okay yet-ness. And maybe now is a time of just letting go of it all and being here in a morning of a life again. Or maybe there's just a sensing of the creatures, the creatureliness of all of us here. Almost like our organism is made up of those organs, and here we are in this space, all these organisms together as part of some kind of bigger picture. And here, wouldn't we all love to taste that you found is needed, that you guess might be what's needed? Letting that flavor, that juice, start to spread a bit in the hall. Air, ground, people, mats, trees, roof, rock. Just so casually and genuinely real. Why not? May there be ease and awakening. On a breeze across the countryside, through the earth, up, down, behind, to the sides, to the front. Those cows, those ants. People cooking and farming and going to school, resting and being born and dying. May there be ease and awakening. Just going as far across the country, deep into the earth, above your head, as far as you long to. Or maybe it just really stays close with you for now. Whatever feels more simple, deep, true, possible. And whether it feels good to the mind to include rocks. And just air. Or if it feels more good, just people. There's enough of us. Or maybe all those creatures with eyes. Maybe also all those creatures without eyes. Just feeling what feels good, what answers the need of your mind. It's your game. Keeping with memory, image, word, texture in the body, whatever helps for it to be vivid, alive, ringing true for you. Oh, yeah. What if there could be kindness in all of us, in everything? Oh, yeah. What if may there be belonging? And if you wish, just all across and through the earth, or just all across and through your body, body, mind, all across and through where you feel good to be all across and through. May there be ease and awakening. All across and through. And just letting the mind lift off from planet Earth, if you want, if you wish. And let there be that hugeness. That asks the mind to let there be something even beyond imagination. And yeah, what if there's kindness all across and through? What if there's ease? May there be ease and awakening. All across and through. May there be whatever you guess is really needed. All across and through. May we receive it all across and through.